Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. And yes, there is something inside so strong. I'm always a good thing to listen to those words of the song. Very encouraging, very strong lyrics. I just wonder sometimes the stories behind some of these songs. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening to another episode of Blog Talk Radio with your host, Brother Seth. Okay? This is Five Smooth Stones. We're coming at you again with another informative show. Hopefully encouraging show, hopefully inspirational show. Just hopefully the Most High speak as he does through many of the callers and even myself. So just want to thank y'all for your time. We don't take your time lightly. We don't take your time lightly. I'm not just talking just to be heard. Got better things to do. My ego is not so fragile to where I get, you know, I just got to have y'all approval of me. I've just been blessed over the years to have some insight, and I feel like I'm required, called to, if you will, to share that insight. In 1982, I was called to the ministry, but before I was called to the ministry, I was, I've been doing these types of conversations, if you will, on various platforms. I've been always a seeker. I always wanted to know the truth about everything. And, well, I can't say I've always wanted to know the truth about everything because I haven't always known everything. But what I mean is I've always longed to know deeper things in life. Okay, how about that? So, again, thank you all for stopping by. And while I'm at it, please go to the front page of this blog, which is www.blogtalkradio.com. blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones. That's 5 smooth stones, 5_smooth_stones. Go to the website on that front page, which is www.5smoothstones, F-I-V-E, 5smoothstones.webs.com. That's W-E-B-S.com. So it's www.5smoothstones.webs.com. Go there, give us your name. You don't have to give us your real name, and just go ahead and join up with us and get updates sent to you. Email us. Just get involved with what we're trying to do on that website. Where number one goal is to just inform our brothers and sisters to the degree that it would enhance their relationship with the Most High. That's what truth does. Don't mean I'm a know-it-all. Lots of people are sharing on this site, lots of videos, pictures, audio, and in the future, blogs, just a lot of things are going. This is a very new site. It is under construction. It is under construction, but there's a lot on the site, enough to keep you busy until we load something else. So, again, we got lots of pictures of different things, places I've been. We especially have pictures talking about our series we did on Bible leprosy. We talk about the origin of different skin, how we become all the different colors we have, what's behind it, does the Bible talk about it. We have some pictures that speak in forms of pictures. I'm going to be putting documents in the future there. There's audio there. Just a lot of different things on the site. But if nothing else, I need your presence there by way of your profile where I can send you different things you can talk. We and iron sharpen iron. So again, please go to the site and become a part. That's how you can pay me. I mean, y'all keep saying you're enjoying the show, and I believe you are. That's one way you can just say to Brother Seth, I really appreciate what you're doing. That way we can keep up with who actually is supporting the message. All right. So again, thank everybody for stopping by. Thank everybody for stopping by. And y'all comment in the chat room. Feel free to just share whatever you want to share in the chat room. I'm going to try my best to keep an eye on both the chat room and the phone lines and try to get your questions to the forefront. If you're on the phone lines and you have a question, you know what to do there. You just press 1, and I'll see that you have your hand listed, raised, and I'll chime in to you and see what's going on. Or if you're in the chat room and you have a question, you don't want to talk on the phone line, maybe you're too shy, you just don't feel like calling the line or whatever, just simply type your question. You may have to copy it and post it a few times at different times where I can see it, because, you know, because everybody put their opinions out there, the page is moving up and I might not see it in a timely manner, okay? But thank y'all for supporting us. I think we have something like 12,000 people that have listened for these little 5 months I've been on, and I think it's been about 5 months. And so I just want to thank everybody for your support. Serious, serious business there. I know that everybody, all 12,000 of those people didn't listen to every single word, but at least they stopped by and heard something of what we're doing. Many of y'all have testified and have said how much the show has been a blessing to you. I tell you one thing you can do is send me an audio clip in about a minute form, letting me know just how much you appreciate or don't appreciate it to my email address. My email address you can find by clicking on Facebook, and just you can do there, or you can go to Seth Stones, SethStones, Seth Stones at Yahoo. Send me something. Let me know what you think, yay or nay, agree or disagree, in about a minute form audio, and I'll play it on the show. Okay? So anyway, hopefully y'all have been following the Most High, following his laws today, and causing havoc upon the kingdom of Satan, because the kingdom of Satan is alive and well, my friend. The kingdom of Satan is alive and well. I'm going to get into what a little bit the enemy is doing, but I don't ever want to forget about what the Most High is doing, because after all, excuse me, that is the most important thing, not what the enemy is doing. The enemy cannot even be mentioned in the same conversation when you start talking about the power of the Most High. Shouldn't even mention the enemy in the same conversation. Two different worlds. So I just thank the Most High for blessing me to be able to meet the people I've met over the years and the things they have imparted to me. Don't know everything. As a matter of fact, the more I learn, the less I know, seem like, as one person said. But I've been able to see a whole lot of things, y'all, and I just think it's just fascinating to even bring up some of the things I've learned, and especially in my travels. I've learned most things, of course, in the United States, but traveling and seeing a different perspective of everything or a lot of things is just really priceless. It's just priceless, you know, just being able to go into all the various countries, and especially Israel and Ethiopia. I'll never be the same after having seen the country, the nation, or the land, I should say, of Israel, because we don't respect the people in Israel as being the true, authentic Jews or Israelites. But nevertheless, the land, the region, I know everybody don't know specifically where Christ was buried. I don't believe that they know, but it still was good to be in the region and seeing some of the things we saw that they may have, you know, where they're guessing this is and that is. But it still was a blessing to learn a lot of the history that some of that you just can't learn unless you're there. Some of that is very much true. And then others are suspect, just trying to get tourism things. And I'm not nobody's fool. This one person said, my mama didn't raise no fool. So, but it is a good thing to be in the Holy Land. There is something holy about that land. Believe that. I know that holy is a spiritual word. But there is something about the land of Israel and all the things I've learned. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey and the different things I was able to be blessed to see. So, again, I just thank the Most High. Shout out to the Most High. How about that? Shout out to the King of Kings. Shout out to the one that sent the King of Kings. How about that one? Shout out to Yah. The scripture says Jah, but we know there was no J in the Hebrew. This is why we say Yah. So shout out to the Father. So thankful. Yes, things are not going as well as I'd like. Yes, there's a lot of
regrets with my life. A lot of things I wish I could have did, should have, a lot of could have, should have. But I'm just thankful. Things are as good as they are. They can be so much worse. Believe that. So much worse. Thank the Most High for blessing me with a mama
that raised me in the fear and admonition of the Most High, best she knew how, sticking us in church. And because she didn't have all the answers, and I know a lot of my brothers and sisters and myself have really complained about being in church every single day of our life, seemed like. And we literally went out, it seems, every day from the time I was, I guess, 7 years old. So probably I was 15. I mean, folks, we went to church. I don't know if y'all understand what I mean by we went to church every day. We went to church every single day. From the time I was like 7 years old, I know till about maybe, I could be wrong on this, but I think something like, had to have been, we went to like 7 days a week. Seven days every week, yes.
And so that kind of turned a lot of us, or as we got older, off the church. But speaking of church, I'm going to be dealing on this Saturday about why men don't attend church and why the churches are filled with women.
Folks, you cannot miss this show on Saturday. It'll be around 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern. We're going to get into the church and a lot of the doctrines that are taught that are just handicapping our people and taking our people backwards. Lies that just turn us into little miniatures of the pastor versus into the image of the Most High. So much evil being taught from the pulpit. I love the church. I still think it's one of the most powerful institutions in the world. However, I have a great, great pain from that same institution. It has done more to harm me than any institution. It has done more to handicap me than any institution. It has done more to push me backwards than any institution. All of the things I've learned in public schools, wrote on bathroom walls, heard throughout the halls, cannot touch the evil. Because once you're in church, you're vulnerable spiritually, emotionally, mentally. You let go everything and you trust what you hear. Have some people at your schools when you're coming up as a teen and, you know, preteen, you don't take them serious. You know they're all crazy, so you just chalk it up to these people crazy. But in church, you give it your whole mind, soul, body, everything. And so when someone mistreats you, when someone lied to you, when someone poisoned you, that's got to be a whole nother kind of evil, and it is. So we deal with that on this Saturday. Don't miss it. That's on the International Israelite Forum. We're talking about the church, okay? So we have three shows a week. I do have one more show, but it's a private show for the families, just in case y'all see it in archives a little later on, something I'm doing on Sundays. We have three shows in a week that I am thankful that I get the chance to talk to the people. So anyway, tonight we're talking about the New World Order. But before I do that, don't forget Racial Matters on Tuesday nights, midnight Central Standard Time. Racial Matters on midnight, at midnight Central Standard Time. We always have a good time there. It seems to be coming the most popular show. All right, behind this one. This one is still number one, always have been. Y'all like this New World Order Watch Society. So I got a question for you. Are you watching? You are the society. At least I call you the society. Tell us a little few people that sit around and listen to this show on Thursday nights. We are a tiny, tiny society, and I'm asking us to be watchful. That's why we call it the New World Order Watch Society. You got to be watching these vicious, evil people, or people possessed by evil, I should say. So, anyway, y'all been keeping up with what's going on. This little foolishness with the elections, isn't that the biggest distraction? I mean, and just this Governor Perry and what he did the other night is just unthinkable that this man could be the governor of any state, much less as big as Texas. But that goes to show you that's the kind of leadership we got. Somebody know how to talk good and sound good. And, oh, my goodness, I don't even want to talk about him. He is I respect him as a person, but he is such a nothing in the scheme of things, the grand scheme of things. This election is such a joke in the grand scheme of things. The masterminds behind it all, they are such a nothing. The powerful people that run this country and run other countries and run this world, the movers and shakers of the New World Order, will make these kids, these men look like little children playing out at the playground. And that is what the goal of this show is. That's what the goal of this show is to reveal, display the wickedness and display the righteousness behind the scenes. Show you what the Most High is doing in the grand scheme of things with his spirit-possessed people. Because only those that are possessed either with the spirit of the Most High or with the spirit of Satan is in the game. Everybody else is just sideliners, you know? Only those that are possessed. That's why I asked you early on, were you led of the Spirit today? Did you wreak havoc upon the enemy's territory? Because if you didn't, you just wasted a day. I'm not going to say you wasted a day, but you was not as effective as you will be. And we're going to keep it positive and say as you will be in the future. Okay? Folks, the enemy is real. The enemy is real, and occasionally I run into people who don't believe that, and they think I'm just making up stuff, and we out there like, woo-hoo, in spooky land, and then all of a sudden they have an encounter, and they don't understand it. Sometimes people go crazy from these encounters. They don't understand what happened to them, and or who is that person that they'll have hear a voice, and a lot of people go insane because they come in contact with the spiritual world, and they don't understand it. They don't understand that our world, the real movers and shakers, do not even have bodies. There are spirits, fallen and unfallen, good angels and bad angels. There is a war in the heavenlies. It always has been. The Bible talks about several wars. You know, I'm reminded of one war where Daniel waited 21 days, I believe it was, waiting on just an answer. Answer to come after he had prayed. Just waiting on one answer. He waited 21 days and there was a war over him getting that answer. I know that sounds spooky, sound like Hollywood, sound like I'm smoking on something, but folks, it's the scriptures. Do you believe the scriptures or not? Many of you know about the war with the Prince of Persia. So all I'm saying, and I get a lot into that on my show where we talk about the New World Orders. Like the first two shows, we talk about demonology. It's still the top show listened to here at Five Smooth Stones. Y'all like that more than any other show for some reason. So we're going to get into that. But I'm trying to do two, three things at one time. But we definitely got into that. If you want to hear more about the spiritual warfare, listen to the first three listen to the shows where I'm talking about spiritual warfare on a Thursday, New World Order, like the first three or four shows. We deal with it. A lot of y'all like it. It's the most popular show. So, again, folks, it's real. So what is Brother Seth doing here tonight? Am I just trying to be heard, just talking to be heard? No. I can't stand the enemy. I cannot stand evil. And I know that I'm not perfect, but I believe people like you can't stand evil also, or else you wouldn't be at this time of night listening. I believe people like you want to make a change. I believe people like you, listener, want to make a change. You want to be a part of the solution. I think people like you are not perfect either, but there is that faithful few that is trying to make a change, that are looking for ways to better themselves for the, so they can protect their children and themselves and their neighbor, you know. So I thank the Most High for you. And I'm not just saying that, you know, again, y'all ain't giving me a dime. So I'm telling you, you want to listen to people who don't have money in it. And you also want to listen to people who don't have egos in it, because sometimes people might not want money or can't get money, but they got an ego going on, and they are no better off than listening to somebody that's doing it for the money, because ego is still something, it still one of the things that bring us to ruin. But I promise you, Brother Seth is just sharing this with you because my life has been turned upside down by spiritual warfare. I'll never be the same. I'll never can take away the things I've heard, things I've seen with my own eyes, experiences I've had, and with me sharing these experiences, I drew people into my life who have had similar experience, very same, very down to earth, work every day. Some are professional people, some of them in the ministry, but everybody can't be crazy. The spiritual realm, the spiritual world is more real than this natural world. The spiritual world, the real world, everything you see right now with your eyes, if you can see it, taste, touch it, smell it, it's temporary. It's going to perish one day. Everything you can see, taste, touch, and smell. But check this out. Everything you can see, taste, touch, and smell was once a thought. You see how minor the world we see is? You see how temporary the world we see is? As powerful and as much fanfare that it gets, it's a temporary thing. It don't have life probably past 100 years, what you're looking at. Whatever you're looking at in 100 years is going to be long. It's just so temporary, so fleeting, including our lives. But there is some things that exist, folks, listen to me, that is going to be here, that was here before us, will be here after us, and they'll be here forever. Those things we need to weave our lives around. Those universal laws will never, ever change. Those universal laws, Cyrus, 1993, and all the guests in the chat room, those of you on the phone line, will never, ever change. So you know what I want, me personally? This is something personally I want out of this. I want to master my behavior where it relates to these universal laws. Or some people call them godly laws or scripture laws. There's some in the Bible, some of them are not. There are universal laws. These laws are going to be here. They don't never, ever change. Gravity is just one of them. But gravity is not the dominant law. Christ literally defied gravity. Lots of people defy gravity. So if it's a law, how is it defeated? Because there's higher laws. What's the highest of laws? How can you go up to the law of aerodynamics and defy it and it work? We know it's a law, planes fly all the time. But there's laws higher than those laws. Y'all don't feel me on that. I mean, there are people probably, you know, that, and I mean, I've heard this, I don't know. Now, this, I can't put a stamp on it because I don't know. But I believe some kind of way in the future or in the past probably, there's people that, you know, I'm halfway, don't even want to say what I'm thinking. But I believe one day man will be able to imagine things and they just be so. They'll picture themselves in a particular place and they just go there, transport. I'm not 100% sure that it'll ever happen, but I just believe, well, let me say it another way. I just think the mind is capable of stuff. I think the spirit is capable of stuff. That would defy the laws of aerodynamics right there. You know, a lot of people don't understand the premise. I know we're getting on, I'm getting a little off, but all I'm saying is there is a world outside this little temporary world we look at every day. These things we look at, these things we worship and work for and die for and fight each other over. This stuff is so temporary. We are acting like animals. There is such a higher life of living. There is such what's the word I'm looking for? What's the phrase I'm looking for? There is, just lost for words today. I guess it's a good thing. But anyway, again, welcome everybody in the chat room. Got a few people there. I did send out the invitation. I did it late again. I apologize. I got to do better. But I just sent an invitation out to quite a few people, so it should be filling up. Not that we need it to fill up. Whoever we got is good enough. But it's always good to get the truth out to more than one person. And then a chat line, have people on it. So I want to thank y'all for being here as early as you are. I'm going to take a sip, and then I'm going to come back and drop some on y'all. And we got a friend of mine who's going to be calling. Y'all know him. He's been on the show so many times. Actually, now that I think about it, he has the most popular rating on this show. And that's Brother Joseph Johnson. He's going to stop by and drop in here and say hello. He told me he would anyway, but... Folks, we got so much to talk about with the New World Order, what's happening. Y'all got to listen. Don't go anywhere, all right? Be right back. I'm going to take a sip. My throat is already too dry.
Hey, all. This is John Clark in Lexington, Kentucky. I just want to give big ups to Five Smooth Stones Blog Talk Radio Show. Reason being is that I've enjoyed this show. I've enjoyed it from its inception with Brother Seth and Sister Arlene. They have given... greater clarity, I guess I would say, to a lot of the scriptures that we always knew were there, but now they have opened up these scriptures so that now I can see things that I just simply had not seen before. And now when I study the Bible, I look at it from an entirely different perspective. And this is actually not just for the Hebrew Israelites or for the Christians. This is just from a scientific standpoint. Anyone can listen to this show and enjoy it as such. Not to mention the fact that Brother Seth brings a lot of humor to it, which makes it very, very down to earth. So big ups to the Five Smooth Stones. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
It says, and I was human to thee, the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and once that was thou to bind on earth to be bound in heaven, and once that was thou to loose on earth to be loose in heaven. In other words, God was telling us that we had to find Satan, but Satan is not by himself. And many times we only say, Satan, I bind you, but we must now say, Satan, I bind you, I bind your angelic race, and I bind your demon spirit. And where do we bind them up at? We bind them from where there's a gate. We bind them in the heavenly, the earthly realm, the underworld, and the underseas in the name of Jesus Christ.
See, you dealing with a born again believer, a King James reader. When they come to put in work, I got more stripes than a zebra. See the demon murderer in progress. I'm creeping up on these like his name was Cyrus. And I put two up in every digest. White stress, I guess. Put it down on sight so I guess you can't deal with the fear. Let it on the skill. Let me get this off of my chest. Why, yes, I'm just a spiritual caterpillar. Life healer, blood spiller. To make you blunt, a straight demon killer. The other day I had a dream. It seemed that I was crowned the king, giving the kingdom and the black queen. But I told the kingdom by, and I kiss the king goodbye. Cause I'm about to bust up in the ghetto when the demons die. See, I don't have no love for demons, and they don't love me. So I guess my cage again, and I put it down constantly. Take the authority over the strong man, with a 4-5 mounting him. He's always on my mind, and I'm going to sleep, and I'm dreaming of finding him. Always my gaze of breaking darkness in 100 ways. You take my thought like I'm on fast and pray 100 days. And then you'll miss like a gorilla, bleeding the blood over your pillow. It's a sanctified blood war, demon killer, killer. I walk through the valley of the shadows of my name.
understand. We need to understand. Christ even commanded us to be watchful, prayerful, know the signs of the time. Nobody know when he is to return, but we can know the signs of the time. We ought to be alert, aware. I remember when they was talking to the Hebrews. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel. And they said that Daniel, these young men, was wise. Their diet was tight. Their Hebrew diet was tight. And one of the things they said about Daniel, that he was wise in all things. Go figure that out. How can you be wise in all things? Young man, these was just boys. We're supposed to know what's going on in our world. We're not supposed to be strengthening the hand of the evil one. We're not supposed to be giving our strength, our wealth, our children, talking about our children, over to the one world government, sacrificing them at the altar of the Illuminati. What I'm talking about, what you tell my brother Seth, I'm saying our young people, I know they have good hearts, and I respect the highest soldiers. These young boys wouldn't go give their life for their country. Hey, that's the highest honor you can just buy. Christ said that it's a great thing to give your life for a friend. Now, I know a lot of them go into the armies or the armed services not to give their life. They're going to make, I mean, I'm not no fool, but when it comes down to giving their life, they also can walk away. But a lot of them go into war fighting for something they believe in, and I respect that, always will. So what I'm about to say has nothing to do with them and their heart and their courage. I'm forever thankful for the soldiers. But what they're serving, who they're serving, the cause that they're serving, is they're being told one thing, but in the scheme of things, the reality of it is the United States is been taken over a long time ago, folks. And these people that run this country, it is almost impossible for me to share with you in 2 hours or 2 weeks or 2 years the evil that's going on. Our minds just can't wrap around it. We tell lies and we, jealous of each other. And I'm not belittling none of this. This is wrong all day long and will cause you sometime your life. But we do evil things like, a lot of women are jealous of each other, and we spend too much, we may eat too much, we may not work hard enough on our jobs, we lie, we cheat, we do a lot of things. But these people I'm talking about, we can't comprehend that evil. We can't comprehend it. If it was told to you, many of you just simply wouldn't believe it. So every once in a while, Most High will have one of these wicked people to just break down, break ranks every once in a blue moon. One of them will either come into revelation or enlightenment of there being a one and only, or I should say, they come into who the Most High is. And they become convicted, and they just spill the beans. It don't take long to just go into a library, set up a website, and just have your little hard drive ready, and just send everything you got on that hard drive into a website, or just send it to create an email to all of the NBHC, ABC, all the affiliates, all of the grassroots organization. It's people would believe me. It's people that's doing just what I'm saying. Just have hundreds of them and just send one email with key information that nobody can deny. That's what they do, and that's how we come in to find out about all of these skull and bones and what they do, and all of these Bohemian Grove and all the things we find out about, find out about these things through people that the Most High, I believe, touch them, about the Rockefellers and their their involvement, how we found out about martial law, how it's coming. You know, there are good people that just bad people, demon-possessed people, that some kind of way, maybe they have a praying grandma, as one song say, you know, but they find their way to sanity, and they send these emails exposing these wicked people. And it always baffles the minds of everybody that get these types of emails, these leaks. So thank the Most High for people like WikiLeaks, you know, so WikiLeaks. So anyway, I know he's probably history now, but we learned a lot. There's a lot going on, folks, in our world. And so tonight I was kind of thinking, I was talking to a brother earlier, and I was just asking him, I was just talking to him and kind of thinking, what do you do when you've been studying this stuff for 20 to 30 years? I've been studying this for about, I guess, right at 20 years. And I've come to a place where I don't trust nobody. When I say I don't trust nobody, I literally mean I don't trust nobody. This is going to flip y'all out, but I don't even trust myself sometimes. The only person I can trust is the Most High. I mean, how many times did you listeners, said that you would do this, that, and the other, and you didn't? You let your own self down. How many of you are at a point in your life where you never thought you'd be? You said you swore that you would never be where you're at right now. You swore that you would never hook up with nobody that you hooked up with right now, some of y'all. I'm just saying, do you really know who you are? Haven't you let yourself down? So you can't trust yourself. We really can't trust our own self. So we have to trust the Most High. We have to look to him and humble ourselves and constantly be prayerful that he will lead and guide us into truth. As Christ said, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. I don't know about y'all, but one of these days they're going to put me in the ground, and I will feel a whole lot better on my deathbed. Not that I'm trying to go there, folks, but I just got to say this. I will feel a whole lot better in my final days knowing that I had a real experience until somebody dropped something on me at the last minute, let me know that I've lived a complete lie. I've been played, I've been used, I've been toyed with all my life. I've never even thought my own thoughts. As a matter of fact, let me tell y'all something. Let me just drop this on you. You know, we're just sharing here. You know, one of my goals used to be to think. It still is. This is one of my goals. To think one thought in my lifetime, not influenced by anyone or anything. Some of y'all didn't get that. I'm going to say it again. My goal is to think one thought, just one thought that's not influenced by anybody or anything. Some of y'all say, I think thoughts like that all the time. No, you don't. Bet you money you don't. I don't bet, but that's just me talking here. But, folks, we are influenced by everything we do. We're influenced by our enemies. We're influenced by our friends. We're influenced by people we think we're going to meet. We're influenced by things that we fear. We're influenced by folks that we don't even know yet. I know you say, how do you do that? I mean, oh, my goodness. I don't even want to get into it. It's just too deep. But the bottom line is every single thing we do, we are influenced by somebody or something. Wonder how would you be if you just came out with your own thought. I had a friend of mine that said, I don't like using the word creation. I said, why not? He said, because only the Most High create. Man don't create nothing. And I had to think about that. We don't create nothing. What would it look like if you created something? Just one thought. What would it be? What would you think about? Every single thought we think of is influenced some kind of way by everybody. Well, Cyrus says amen to that. So my goal in life, one of my goals, and we're talking about the New World Order. Again, it's five smooth stone. Brother Seth here. We're about to get into it. I'm waiting on Brother Joseph to call. He always got a whole lot. He's got a whole lot in his mind going on. But before we do, I'm trying to set the stage because this is important to me. I want to think one thought before I die. One of my goals, think one thought, not influenced by anybody or anything or any event. Wonder what would it be? Would my head explode after it happened? I mean, you know what I'm saying? How about this? Why don't I speak a language? Never mind. Yeah, I'm going too deep into that. All right, folks. So anyway, today I was talking with someone, like I was saying earlier, and we were just talking about what is going on. You know, we got this goofy election going on. These people are such peons. You can look at them and tell they have no power. They have no power. And every time I see an event, I say to myself, okay, what is the spiritual application behind that? Obama became president. Okay, what is this? What's going on in the spiritual realm? Why did that happen? Well, Obama was handpicked by the New World Order. There is no way a black man could have got that far unless the powers that be allowed it. Okay, so we know that. Even though I like him, I love him, and I love knowing it's a black man in that white anthem. I mean, y'all can call me whatever y'all want to call me, but I love the Obamas. Love President Obama and the First Lady. I like knowing they're there in that White House. But I have to be honest with myself, and I know that they could not have gotten there unless the powers that be allowed them. Okay, so the New World Order allowed the Obamas to be there. Okay, so why? Why? And why is the Most High allowing this? What is the true spiritual application behind Barack Obama? People want to make him like he's evil and all this. Y'all can have it, but I don't believe that. I think he's being used by the one world government, the New World Order, as a distraction. Get all the black people. You know, that day when he won that bid, when he won presidency, and when he won the election, and they came out in Chicago and made that speech, I know everybody felt goosebumps, even if he was for the Republicans. It just seemed like we were so one. We felt like such a nation. I had friends of mine say, I've never been so proud in my life to be an American until now. Unfortunately, and I hate saying this, because I really want it to be true that we're one nation. I even went to his inauguration in D.C., and I'm telling y'all, I ain't never in my life seen nothing like that in D.C. If some of y'all went, you know what I'm talking about. Man, whites and blacks act like there is no such thing as racism. It was so much love in D.C. at that man's inauguration. It was crazy. I said, wow, if we can just have this America every day. I even seen black young people, I mean the kind that look like they want to, you know, up to no good, so to speak. I'm being real. Not all of our young people look like that, but I saw people saying, God bless America. And I said, my goodness, look at that. They ain't never seen nothing like that. But we was passing, you know, under this, I can't forget the tunnel, because they directed thousands of us through this tunnel. And, I mean, these black kids started saying, God bless America. And I was like, man, this is like heaven. This is the way it's supposed to be. I bathed in it as long as I could. Truth of the matter is, that's the way it's supposed to be. Simple and plain. But the whole yes, we can dream, just like Martin Luther King's dream, you know, we got to look at the spiritual application behind it. It's still going to be all good. In the end, you know, we'll be able to have families. You know, I'm not preaching no doom and gloom only here. I'm saying that there is a way, because I was talking to a person today, this was how we started this conversation. I was talking to a person, and I was really thinking about how do you live with all that's going on? How do you live without, you know, ending your life or something? I mean, if you really look at what's really going on and you don't look at the spiritual application behind it, how do you live? How do you exist? Why do you want to live tomorrow? I ain't trying to talk about to kill himself. Y'all got to hear me out all the way on this one. I'm saying if you're just looking at the news, ABC, CBS, NBC, and you listen to people like me, I mean, trust me, it looks kind of bleak unless we talk about the spiritual application. When you look at the spiritual application behind everything that's going on, you're encouraged, you're excited. You have a reason to live. You have a reason to raise your kids. You are inspired. You're motivated. Life is good, even though the heathen is raging. The wicked one is doing his thing. When you understand that Satan himself is a pawn in the game. What? Yeah, Satan himself, Lucifer himself, is a pawn in the game. The Most High is in control. I mean, when you say that, people look at you real strange. Yeah, right. What do you mean God is in control or the Most High is in control? You have to understand, the Most High gave man the power, the authority, excuse me, gotta use the proper word. He gave us the authority within the earth. He gave us the authority. He told Adam to go and multiply. This planet is ours. He gave us the authority. Yes, the Bible says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. But I'm talking about the authority he gave to man. Go and multiply. We're supposed to be walking with our Creator, hand in hand. Okay, we chose to sin. Somebody said, well, why did he make man to be able to sin? That's getting deep. We can talk about that, though. I ain't going to run from it. But I believe that the Most High gave man a choice. I know I'm jumping around here. Y'all bear with me. We're going to get back. We're talking about the new world order. But I believe that the Most High gave man a choice. If you don't have a choice, then the Most High don't get glory. And you know everything is about him getting glory. But if we was all made to just do good, 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 he would not get glory. It's kind of like if you was the only man or woman on the earth and your spouse chose you and there wasn't another woman or man to choose from, you might like it, but if they choose you from millions of men, or if they choose you ladies, if your husband chose you from millions of ladies, then you get a lot of glory from that, knowing that you was chosen from so many. Well, the Most High gives us a flesh. Our flesh craves evil. Why? That's the way he made us. So when we feel those cravings to do evil and we choose righteous, he gets more glory. I understand it. I understand the power of choice. I understand why we have to have evil. A lot of people don't understand that. They're like, oh, but we're just supposed to not choose it. The world would be better if we just not choose it. Well, why we got to have it? Because we need choice. Yeah, but the world is so, well, it's because mankind chooses evil. Secret is, he says, the Most High even gave us a hint. He says, I have put before you life and death. Choose life. Like somebody giving you a test and they say, okay, I put before you a test. It has five answers. Choose question number three. That's what's going on. So I thank the Most High for choice. I thank him we're not made angels with no will or, only see, I'm glad we are tempted with this flesh. Y'all may say I disagree. You may not feel that way, but I'm glad evil is good. The Bible says sin is good for a season. I'm kind of glad it is. So when I choose away from it, the Most High get more glory. A beautiful woman walks down the street, and the Most High know that this kind of woman I like, and I choose not to engage my mind in improper thoughts, he gets more glory, knowing that's pulling on my flesh to look and think more thoughts than I should. I'm not talking about admiring beauty. I'm talking about going that extra notch. Or if I see something I really can't afford, and it's really pulling on me to buy it, and I say, nah, I'm just going to, go and help someone with this money or whatever good deed, he gets more glory. Or if I don't feel like having a blog show tonight, like tonight I didn't, and I say I'm going to go ahead and have this show because people are listening and they want to hear what's going on, So this is what this planet is all about. We have choice. Now, what does this have to do with the New World Order? You got wicked people, folks, running our planet. And I'm telling y'all, you got to understand that we cannot fathom the wickedness. That's why I talk so much about demons the first shows on the New World Order Watch Society, because I think some of y'all think y'all ready. You want to start studying all these skull and bones and all these secret societies, and you want me to go there, and we can go there. I'm looking at a book right now, 500 pages, nothing but secret societies. And one day I'm going to crack this book open and just start naming them, and y'all going to flip out and go like, wow, why are you talking more about that? Because these people are all losers. They're all pawns in the games. They're all losers. The book I'm looking at right now is by a guy named John Michael Greer. It's called The Element Cyclopedia of Secret Society and Hidden History, The Ultimate A to Z of Ancient Mysteries, Lost Civilization, and Forgotten Wisdom. This book is no joke. I'm telling you that right now. I have lots of notes in this book, and there are all types of secret societies meeting. And yes, Bohemian Grove is just one place. When y'all read about these people running around naked, you know, and in coffins, and you wait till you hear what's really going on. I mean, there are hundreds of groups like that. You know where they're mostly at? This is the craziest thing, and I want my white brothers and sisters to hear this. Most of them are in Europe. Why does Europe have this need to put everything secret? Why does Europe have this need to hide information? That's what Satan does. He comes to steal, kill, to destroy. He's either going to give you 100% a lie, or half and half, half truth, half lie, or he's going to push ignorance. That's how the enemy works. Now, I thought you were going to talk about the New World Order. We are talking about the New World Order, but I first got to show you exactly. Hold on, this is Brother Joseph calling. This is our guest. Hold on one second. Let me answer this. Y'all just hang right there, and I'm going to answer this phone line because I want him to call me. Just one second, please. Okay, sorry about that, but this occasionally I knew he had a lot on his plate, but can't talk to him in a while, so he's going to come and do what he do, bring up all the different things that's going on. But before he does call in, I just want to again let everybody know, please, folks, if we really want to know what's going on, everything you discard everything you see, taste, touch, and smell. It ain't about your stupid job. It ain't about your careers. I'm not saying you're stupid, but it's not about these foolish careers, not about your car, not about your money in the bank. Just imagine yourself like Job did when he cut all his hair off his body, just getting naked. He wanted to get back to his infant state. I'm not trying to gross anybody out, but I'm saying just imagine yourself with nothing. Nothing. Even for a second, no kids. You know, a baby. That's why Job went and he said, naked I came into the world, naked I'm going to go. And he was making a stand. I'm kind of going there right now. I'm saying that's really all we have, the way we die. And the spiritual realm, that's what's real. That's all that's real. All these other toys we get in the process, that's nothing. That's why I don't go with you. But check this out. Everything spiritual that you acquire when you die, it stays with you. I'm going to say that again. Everything spiritual that you acquire in this life, it stays with you. Ain't that something? Well, we got Brother Joseph online. I know he's got a lot on his mind. Brother Joseph, area code 804-289. Are you there?
I'm here, Brother Seth. Peace.
All right, my brother, listen, I've been kind of just talking about several things, mainly spiritual warfare, and I know you got a lot going on. You've been researching. You've been finding out things going on, hard to believe stuff. I already talked about some of this stuff. So I caution the people right now. He is back. This brother, I tell you, you just can't. I'm going to say this one thing, then I'm going to let you do your thing, Brother Joseph. But this brother who was talking to me earlier, and I said, Brother Joseph, listen, can't believe everything you hear. And I start talking about how that, you know, we was talking about this blue Kachina and red Kachina supposed to come and hit the earth and things were supposed to happen. Well, it passed by Tuesday. Nothing happened. Like, made everybody look like they're liars. Of course, I was not saying that the blue Kachina and red Kachina is going to do damage to the planet. But there were those videos out there, YouTube videos that were saying this kind of thing. I told Brother Joseph, you know what? You was one of the ones that was saying that. So people are going to be thinking you some false prophet. You said something that didn't happen. And I want you to tell these people, Brother Joseph, what you told me about me saying to you that the thing you said didn't come to pass and that was going to make you look like a false prophet. I want you to start with that comment.
Well, I think I said something on the line like, you know, we like, you know, weathermen. We make forecasts, you know. We watch, you know. We do like Jesus said, watch and pray always that we be found worthy to escape the coming destruction. But see, this thing that flew by, that's not the real scenario. The real scenario is going to be around 12, 13, 14.
Okay, now let me say this because a lot of people listen. They say, who in the world is this guy? This is Brother Joseph Johnson. And a lot of y'all know him from the past. Again, this brother has the highest hits on my show. Most listeners to this, more listeners to this brother than even me. And this brother was in prison for years, and he, in his prison, he began to study, started asking questions to the Most High, and began to learn some things. He started with his grandfather telling him some things about history, and grandfather knew some behind-the-scenes things about the war and told him. He went to prison, had a chance to find himself, you know, change his life and begin to study, and he was known throughout the whole prison as the man with the information. That's what they call him. They kind of nicknamed him that. And so he was switched to another prison. You know how they do prison, something they move you around. And he was known in that prison as the man. If you want to know what's going on, ask this brother here. Make the long story short, he began to get a lot of recognition and was visited by high-ranking colonels there in the prison. I mean, people that walk right in and have to show no, go through no protocol because of who they were, walked in there. And this brother right here, y'all, I'm telling y'all, he's a real deal. And I always research everything he say. Not that I, you know, because I don't trust nobody. He hear me, I'm telling to his face. I don't trust nobody based upon just what they say. But when I begin to research this brother right here on this line, because, you know, you listen to this brother and it's like, how can I believe him? I don't know who, you know, he sounds like he don't know what he's talking about. But when I begin to research, this brother right here is strong. So I know some of y'all already know who he is, but some of y'all don't have a clue. So I just want to tell you this. Joseph Johnson once was in prison. And go ahead and just, I know you want to get into what you're talking about there, what you was just saying. But quickly, just give us like 3 minutes of what happened in prison about the one brother that you talked to, and then next thing you know, he was killed. They say committed suicide. Then another brother, same thing happened after listening to you, how the CIA came and talked to him, and next he was dead. I mean, just share that with them, people. I mean, let them know just a little bit about that. I know you didn't come to talk about that. You might not even want to talk about that, but please, if you don't mind, share them a little bit about what the information you have shared in these prisons, what has happened, and that a lot of the information is still being passed around, and also the brothers that came there to recruit you. That's kind of why that colonel came to see you, to recruit you. But go ahead. I'm going to shut up talking and let you introduce yourself. Please, Brother Joseph, give us about at least 5 minute intro, please.
Well, name JoJo, you know, you said my name, but you know how it all begins. You know, I came across an investigative journalist named Serge Benes from out of Quebec, Canada. And I just happened to write him and told him that I was in prison, and he was real curious about, you know, guys being in the system, and he wanted to know, you know, what was their mindset, was their conscience and aware of what's going on, and, you know, far as the secret demise of the United States and mainly globally, you know. And I was saying mostly, you know, I don't really know, you know, where other people mind that. I can only speak on me, you know. And he just stopped sending me a whole bunch of information. I mean, monograms, white papers, technical papers. Really.
Now, Brother Joseph, real quick, not to interrupt you, but who is Serge Vanette?
Serge Maness was an investigative journalist.
Serge Maness.
He was a French-Canadian, and he's dead now.
But what did he do? I mean, tell us, because people don't have no clue who this man is.
Okay, he was getting inside leaks from the United Nations. It was some delegates, administrators or something from within the United Nations. They didn't like what was going on, and they was leaking information to him and another cat, another journalist, investigative journalist. And but Serge Maness was the one that made a lot of headway.
A whole lot of hell, believe that.
Yeah.
And if anybody want to look him up on the internet, because, you know, we are on the internet, go ahead and give him the spelling of the name. I already did, folks. I challenge you to check this guy out. He is one of the persons to listen to in addition to us. You can find audio clips of him, but go ahead and give the spelling out if it's okay.
I forgot to tell you, right? Remember I told you that my grandfather was the spitting image of Anwar Sadat?
No, you didn't. But don't go ahead before you get sidetracked. Give him Serge Maness spelling. If you don't, well, hold on. I think I might have it here. Actually, I'll post it in the. I got a. Don't worry about it. Go ahead and do what you're doing, because I actually got a link I'll put on here. Go ahead.
Let me see. You gotta help me out here. You gotta ask me.
You were saying about your Anwar Sadat. Your father looked like Anwar Sadat.
My mother's father
looked
just like Anwar Sadat. Yeah. You know, I just wanted
to. And that have to do with what? That have to do with what?
And now I was just saying, right? You know, because a lot of people used to call him Furl. People, you know, because when Anwar Sadat came on the scene, what, in like, what, 76, 75, 77, somewhere around that time, and they was getting familiar with Anwar Sadat, and they see my granddaddy, they be dumbfounded. My granddaddy looked just like that man, you know. And remember I told you he was a World War II veteran?
Right.
And he discovered a profound truth over there in Germany, you know. Yeah. And the profound truth that he came across was that that the United States would be targeted for takeover from within. And remember I was telling you about Alexander Backman?
Okay, here's another guy. Here's another name people can write down and research. This is another strong person out here fighting for truth, sharing light on the New World Order, Alexander Backman. Well, go ahead. He's all over YouTube. Go ahead.
Now, look, I got an interview already queued up and ready to go. We can listen to like three, four minutes of it till you get tapped, but it's real good. This is that April the 7th interview. The Chinese soldiers down 60 miles south of Laredo, Texas. chewed
up.
Okay,
so why? Hold on. You mentioned this before. Why do you think they're there, and what does that have to do with the New World Order? Just break it down. You know, let us know that before you play that clip.
I'm sure the clip is
going to do a good job, but I want to hear your version of it. Why are the Chinese, I know about them, it is hundreds, if not thousands, but why are they there?
Okay, well, Russia was the favorite nation to do it back in the 80s. See, a lot of people don't realize they had put Russia in position to invade the United States back in the 80s. You got some old, rusted Russian military equipment down in Mexico now that's been flooded out. This thing was ready to go. But the Most High, the Most Gracious and Unforgiving, sent a very bad storm down there because they had the tanks and the military logistics and underground caverns and caves, and all that stuff got flooded out. So they had to regroup. And now they done put China in the position as the most favored nation because, you know, they the most, you know, everything being manufactured over there. You know, you go, I don't care where you go, supermarket, a mall, over 80% of the stuff coming from out of China, North Korea, countries that have poor human rights policy. This is what the United States set it up for us. And the Chinese down there now, they're in underground facilities and ready to go. I would like the cue to interview up because they can tell it better than I can.
Okay, now real quickly, last week we talked about, I read this on the show, just real quick, but those people thinking, why would somebody want to take over the United States? I'm not saying I agree with Brother Joseph or not. The only reason why I entertain him is because I know in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, I'm going to give y'all specific verses. I do know that the Bible talks about there being talks about a beast with 10 horns, and it goes on to say, verse 16. It talks about 10 horns on this beast, and I want to read it to you. But make a long story short, the Most High, it breaks it down. I normally will play Revelation 17 but audio, but I'm going to go ahead and let you play what you got. But I just want to tell the people it does say that the whore spoken of in the Revelation 17, which I believe is the United States, when you look at the qualifications of the whore, and you know what, let's slow this thing down. We got plenty of time. I want to play first Revelation 17. And I want everybody to think about when they start talking about how the Most High is going to put it in one nation to make the, you know what, I don't mean to sound schizo here, but this is just some just came. I'm going to read this instead of play it out of respect for you and what you're going to do, the audio you're going to present there, Brother Joseph. So Revelation 17 and 16 says, "And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast," this is the angel talking to Daniel, John, "and the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore." The whore represents a nation. And it talks about this nation being the most powerful nation. All the nations of the earth got wealth through her. All the nations of the world did business with her. But also all the nations of the earth, out of all the nations of the earth, this nation was the mother of abominations. This nation, whoever it is, some people say it's Iraq. Some people say it's Great Britain. But whoever this nation is, spoken of in the book of Revelation 17, the scripture says she was the mother of harlots. So this nation is the mother of abomination.
Not a nation that has abomination, but the leader. This nation have more abominations than any other nation. This nation have more harlots than any other nation. This nation made the nations of the world wealthy. But listen what happens to this nation in verse 16 of Revelation 17. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, which thou, let me back up, I'm getting excited. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with wine. Watch this, watch this. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will. Whoa. The Most High was behind putting it in the hearts of these nations to tumble this whore so she would fall. That is the only reason I entertain thoughts like what Brother Joseph is saying. Otherwise, he would just be somebody out there cuckoo. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's a little off. Maybe he's way off. But I know one thing. Nations of the world is going to fulfill the will of the Most High, bring America to his knees. After all, haven't she brought many nations to his knees? Haven't she caused destitution all over the world? Haven't she exploited many? Isn't she behind Africa's starvation? The millions upon probably billions of people that suffer in Africa, wasn't she behind promoting apartheid? So why wouldn't the Most High, after he said you reap what you sow, bring this mighty nation to her knees? Do I want that? No, I got family here. I said, folks, when you're studying the New World Order, don't look at just the natural. There are spiritual reasons for everything we see. Brother Joseph, go ahead, do your thing.
Okay.
Play your video.
Okay, here I go. Let me cue it up. Here I go.
Unexpected surprise, and I'm very glad that this came up. In addition to Tim Spencer, we're going to be joined by Mr. Alexander Bachman. Alexander Bachman is a journalist living in Mexico. He is very knowledgeable of a lot of topics, and he's interviewed a number of people who have firsthand sightings of Chinese military equipment, Chinese military personnel being pre-staged, pre-positioned, I should say, in the country of Mexico, all the way from near the American border to all the way down to Guatemala. Good morning, Alexander.
Hi, good morning, John, and hello to all your audience that's listening. And I'm very happy to be on your show today. Thank you.
Good to be here. Now, Tim and I are both military veterans, so we do have some knowledge of the way the military works. And all militaries have very similar ways in which they work in terms of logistics and planning and pre-staging men and equipment to get ready for an operation. And I want to focus on that. And Tim, I expect you to jump in and ask questions as they come up also.
Okay.
So anyway, Tim, meet Alexander. Alexander, meet Tim.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Alexander. How you doing? Very well, thank you.
Okay, now, Alexander, I'd like you to tell us, first of all, what was your first knowledge? How many years ago, not necessarily the month and year, but maybe spring, winter, fall, what year did you first have knowledge that the People's Liberation Army of China was pre-positioning men and equipment in Mexico?
We went back in late winter of 2009. We came across an email on our desk from a truck driver who was driving products over from Guatemala into Mexico on the border with the capital city of Guatemala City, with the bordering Mexico City of the state of Chiapas in the Yucatan Peninsula called Tapachula, Chiapas. He commented to us that he was very worried because he stopped. He made a stop near beside the jungle on the road, before getting to Guatemala City, and you went to take a leak, basically, and you saw all these tanks there, you know, and he saw the Chinese insignia on the tanks, but he said there were hundreds of tanks there, and also Russian tanks.
Now, describe the terrain. You mentioned jungle. What is that part of Mexico like down there? The terrain and the vegetation.
It's
jungle.
Jungle terrain. They could see that they were undercover.
When you say undercover, they had camouflage netting to protect them from being seen by satellites?
No, they were under the trees.
And that's all you would need, because the jungle is thick enough, you wouldn't need anything else, would you?
Yeah, but he said that it's a huge operation. He talked about hundreds and hundreds of tanks there. And back in 2001, basically, we had already learned that there was a prepositioning of inclusively nuclear devices within Mexico, in cohort with the Mexican military. We couldn't ever verify that information, but nonetheless, back in 1982, there was a very big negotiation going on between the Russian government. Back then it was the Soviet government, which is basically the hardliners from the communist regime, that tried to buy the northeastern state of Tamaulipas from the Mexican government. They almost signed the deal, but right now with the situation going on in Mexico and the way we see things developing, it's safe to conclude that Tamaulipas is a failed state within the failed state of Mexico. I mean, we got these Zetas operating just this week. We have 121 special forces discerning from the Mexican military. Nobody knows where they are.
Really?
Yes, really. So we probably, suffice to conclude, we probably think that they're within the Zeta cartel, or they're forming a new cartel. Whatever it is, this criminal insurgency, I believe, is a smokescreen in the northern part of Mexico to keep people away from the idea that we have Soviet and communist and North Korean troops south of the border from the United States.
The North Korean part, that's a new twist on this. I have not heard of the North Koreans being there previously.
Neither have I. Well, we have that information from this another truck driver that drove south from Laredo, Texas, into the state of Nuevo León. And Nuevo León is right beside Tamaulipas. I mean, if you're driving down the Gulf on the side of Texas, you enter Mexico on the Gulf side, Brownsville, you go right into Tamaulipas. Now, the state adjacent to Tamaulipas on the west is Nuevo León. So the road that drives down from Laredo, Texas, into Mexico, takes you to Nuevo León, to the capital city of that state, which is Monterrey. So north of Monterrey, according to the report that we have here from Steve Quayle, this truck driver was escorted by Mexican federal police officers, okay?
Right.
He had a private escort to a military base south of Laredo, Texas. It was only about 60 miles south in the middle of the mountains. And this is desert territory. So when he arrived there to unload the supplies of food, he basically had time to see all operations. He said he could count thousands upon thousands of armored vehicles and what looked like shipping containers for sleeping quarters and soldiers.
I noticed here, Alexander, that Laredo, Texas, is where the I-35 corridor goes through.
Yes.
So, and how close were they to Laredo?
60 miles.
Okay, well, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump. That's exactly, if I was going to do this, that's exactly where I would preposition my armor, was near the I-35 corridor. You go straight north in the most expedient way possible.
Absolutely. I see the same thing, John.
Yep, yep. You know, Alexander and
I'm sorry, just to point out something. Remember in Texas, like 2 years ago, there were these big military operations where they closed down part of the freeway that goes towards Houston. The military closed them, and they did these basically these simulations of some sort. So this super corridor that's being built, all these super corridors that are connecting the future super state of North America, are in fact corridors that are being built for a military operation. And this was given to me by a Mexican businessman who has business with China, who was in China, and he told me back in some years ago, 2006, I don't remember exactly, but he told me personally, look, you know who's building all these new super paved 8-lane roads into concrete roads into the United States? No, I said, who? The Chinese military. So this goes in tandem with having all this infrastructure being put into place for a perfect military invasion, a silent military invasion. Now, it might not look like a military invasion because this could be if we have nuclear devices going off in the United States simultaneously in different cities, such as RDDs, radiological dispersion devices or whatever, this could literally pave way for the Chinese to say, well, we want to help. We want to help the United States because they're suffering greatly right now. Or they have
And you're right, Alexander. They'll be invited in. That's exactly what happened. They'll be invited in.
Under auspices of the United Nations, which we know what will happen with what we're seeing, that NATO is already compromised. NATO is the global military now. It is the new world order military.
Yeah, and NATO has become the military arm of the United Nations, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, and especially if we go into the unit section of the United Nations, which is the United Nations Intelligence Task Force, which basically runs everything above NATO. We're talking about black ops. We're talking about covert operations. Just look at Libya. It's the same thing. What about invading your own country? And especially if you have a president that's not even American. So,
right.
You see, the invasion already started a long time ago.
Agreed, agreed. Alexander, I want you to get your website out, please, before this break comes up here momentarily.
Yes, our website is alexanderbachman.com. That's BACKMAN.com, alexanderbachman.com.
Okay, and then get your website out, please, also.
Worldwide Web Rural Survival.info.
Okay, then make sure you put .info and not .com with Rural Survival. Alexander, do you have any understanding of what deal was cut between the Mexican government and the Chinese to get them to go along with this? Hold that thought. We got a break coming up. When we come back from the break, we'll answer that. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, I like that when you talked about NATO being the world military. That was all of it was good. But y'all hopefully got that. Those of y'all listening, if you was listening to the little clip there, Alexander Bachman gave you his email address. But there's a lot of people out here, folks, that's blowing his horn. Brother Joseph, before you begin, I want to just say this real quick. If you got a pencil handy, folks, I'm going to give you all a lot of websites to go to. And I believe that these people pass the test of being a spy. I believe people pass the test of being fearmongers. A fearmonger is somebody that just likes to dwell on the negative, just something to scare the crap out of folks, don't have no foundation to it. It's just the devil using men to lie and get us all scared. I think these websites I'm about to name pass the test. And so I'm going to give y'all different types of websites. Now, I got a lot more, but just before Brother Joseph jumping in, Brother Joseph, please hold that thought. I got to do this because I was just thinking after Alexander gave his website, I want to give more. So what you want to do, folks, of course, the Holy Spirit is the best teacher, is be led by the Spirit. But the Nation of Islam, NOI.org, is a very good. I know y'all going, Farrakhan? Yes, Farrakhan. He's the one that really blew the whistle on NATO when they went in there and had Gaddafi killed. It was Farrakhan that's. Farrakhan warned Obama and all of his, you know, those under him to don't do this. And, you know, you can get a lot of truth from NOI.org. It's .org, NOI.org. So start with Farrakhan. That's one place. Democracy Now! Is probably the best out of every, all, no, it's a good one. DemocracyNow.com. Democracy Now! Is very good. Chomsky, to me, the sharpest white male on the planet. Not that I'm making a, I guess I'm making a color thing, but the baddest white boy on the planet to me is Noam Chomsky. He's at chomsky.info. chomsky.info. That's why they say Noam Chomsky is the one person nobody will ever debate. You'll never see him in a debate because he just make his, he's just full of facts proven about our imperialistic spirit and how we're going around the world setting up puppet regimes. And he's a MIT scholar. This the, they say one of the brightest minds of our time, and I agree. Another one is truth11.org. Truth11.org is a lot of information. It's like a Walmart. If you can just want to go one place and get everything that's out there, that will be the way to go. Truth11.org. Truth11.org. I would say prisonplanet.com, but Alex Jones, some people think he might be one of those persons that the government put out there to sidetrack us, but he does expose a lot of stuff. He's the one to talk about the coffins on the side of these freeways that y'all are looking at and don't even know that those coffins. But anyway, he's a good one. Brother Joseph, you have any before I because I'm looking at all of these, you know, different ones. You have any?
Oh, it's agents everywhere. I mean, you can start from the a professional astronomers to the economists, the journalists, the
general. You gotta be specific. Hold on. You gotta be specifics. Like for instance, wearechange.org. That's another one. Wearechange.org. Folks got to know specifically where to go to get stuff. Here's a good one on health issues, globalhealthfreedom.org. Globalhealthfreedom.org. Here's another one. And, Brother Joseph, why are you thinking? Just Foods. Justfoods.com. I think it's .com or .org. It's called Just Food. That website will blow your mind. Okay, if y'all go to Just Foods, you will hear about a war you have never ever heard about, how they use this food, how they tried to, they use food like, it's hard to explain this website. They talk about food, how it's used politically, how they have a lot of food and don't always put it out there, and how they cause hunger and cause prices and tamper with prices based on how they control the food, the whole politics around food. Just Food is no joke. That's a good website. And I don't know if a lot of y'all knew this, but the University of Michigan has a social research program that's number one in the world. Dr. Frances Cress Welsing was one of the ones that brought this out. She went to find some statistics on black people and ran into somebody and said, well, you need to go to the University of Michigan. Well, when she went to the University of Michigan, they said, yeah, we have the biggest social research organization or department in the world. She just tested them and said, okay, and started asking them questions about black people. Listen to this, folks. University of Michigan. Don't hold. I'm about. This is the last thing. I want your take on that video, but I gotta say this. University of Michigan have every aspect about black folks you can imagine. How we spend. How we behave. Our true crime rate, whether it be up or down, how many of our habits, sexuality, our mental state. I mean, these people, these kids, they have thousands of people in these that's a part of this research team. And this is where the true numbers are. Then these other think tanks go to the University of Michigan and find out what's really going on, and they put their little spin. But these kids at the University of Michigan get out there asking all kind of questions. But it's not just black folks. They study the human population. That's what they're known for. The University of Michigan have the largest social research. I forget the name of it, but if you Google it, University of Michigan, and type in social research, I guarantee you you'll find your way. But anyway, Brother Joseph, go ahead quickly. What did you think of that audio? I enjoyed it.
Well, see, that go back to the leper. Now, what's the nature of a leper? Now, the Most High could have depicted any vicious animal, but he gave us the leper. The nature of a leper is to what? Stalk his prey. He don't run his prey down. He stalks it. Now, you got back to the leper. The leper don't run his prey down. He don't need no help from no other animal. Do we?
No.
All by himself. And when he leap, where he leap to? At your throat. Right?
Okay, bring it to reality.
So what the Most High is telling us, this is what's stalking us. This thing is stealthy like a leopard. Don't nothing get away when a leopard gets you, especially at night. He walk right up on you, or you'll walk right up on him. He get down in that high brush, and he there sit, one step at a time. And who he go after? The fastest piece of four-legged thing in the Sahara, a Thompson gazelle. They top speed is what? 80 to 85 miles per hour, right?
Right.
So the Most High gave us a lesson that we better watch and pray always. See, there's too many distractions out there. Ain't nobody paying attention. You got the invasion coming from the south, and you got the invasion coming from the north, Canada. And Canada, they want a piece of this white boy over here in the United States.
Now, hold on. What do you mean when you say this white boy?
White America.
Okay.
You know the nature of America.
I think you should say it like that, because when you say white boy, you got all kind of white people listening that's feeling you and that want to be a part. You got to just go ahead. I would have picked. Go ahead. You do.
Well,
I just would have picked a different way to say that.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm not saying it in a disrespectful way, and they know I'm not saying it in a disrespectful way. But the United States, this white man, he has this, what you call it. He has this nature about him that, you know, he has that constitution, and, you know, if it ain't right, we're going to take it to the street, like in the Civil War. You know what the Civil War was about? Encroachment.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
All the nations from the south seceded, all of them for Texas. Now, keep your eye on Texas. Keep your eye on Texas. Everybody done came back in south of Texas. There's going to be some hard fighting down there in Texas now. Texas, the Southwest is going down there. That's where the hard fighting is going to be. But Daniel tells us that this thing going to stamp the residue, what? They're going to stamp the residue out of all resistance. But it's going to be a good battle. It's going to be a great battle. And see.
Let me ask you something. Okay, we talked a little about the Chinese thing, and I'm hoping the people will just go and do their own research. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. And I don't want to just stay just on this. We got like 20 minutes left. What other things you've been up to? I hadn't talked to you in a while. What other things you got, you know, going on? Because you got a lot of people that have taken note of that website, and we've posted. I posted a few things in the chat room. But what other things you got going on you might want to say before time run out here as far as what's going on with the New World Order? And remember, folks, like I said before, Brother Joseph came on, for everything Brother Joseph said that's happening in the natural realm, the real battle started in the spiritual realm. I just talked to y'all about Revelation 17 and 16, where the Most High put it in one of these nations that's symbolic, is a part of those 10 horns in the book of Revelation. I know how the book of Revelation scares some of y'all talking about horns and heads, but it's just symbolic. It just means nations. 10 of those nations, the Most High put it in them to topple this whore, whoever is the whore. We believe it's the United States. There's no other nation that can remotely wear that slipper like that's spoken of in the book of Revelation in chapter 17. And I know the book of Revelation scare a lot of people, but, you know, this is one of the books that promise you a blessing for the readers. It does that right away. When you first open up the book of Revelation, it promises you a blessing. It is the only book that comes out and say to you at the very beginning that if you read this book and understand it, you'll be blessed. Because, folks, you'll be able to understand what is really going on. I'm telling y'all, everything we see in the news, these are little peons, all these little, this election and Obama, I'm telling you, that guy couldn't get where he's at. Obama will tell you, look on his face sometime. Does he really look like he's in control?
Man, remember when he tried to push, man, they done gave you Kane. Now they done gave you Kane.
I didn't hear you.
Kane, you know, the black dude, the Republican Kane, what his name? What his first name?
Yeah. I forget, but everybody's saying Kane.
Yeah. You know, see how they playing on people's emotions? But now, speaking of the North now, you got two big, huge military bases up there in Alaska, Merrimack and Perfect. We know about the one in Merrimack, but it's a secret one in Perfect. That's where the missiles and all that going to come from. You see what I'm saying? Along with the Canadian boys, the North and the South, what Daniel said, they're going to put the hooks in his jaws and going to make them do the do, right?
I hear you. Go ahead.
But this is another thing I'm watching. Now, see, my attention is not up in the sky looking for the blue cochino, red cochino. I'm looking where my feet is at and where my eyes is at. Is seven thunders, the seven dams. See, they've been stacking water. The Hoover Dam, what you got? North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, it's been a while, but you got seven states with seven dams stacking up water. That's where they've been concentrating this hop technology at, saturating the people with rain, and they've been having big, huge snowstorms through this hop thing last winter, and this winter here probably be the same thing. But see, we don't know what their timetable is. All we know is we supposed to watch. And if you watch good enough, you can know when to sneak away. Now, what's the nature of a buck? A buck's in this female out there to go across the street out in the open. That buck ain't going to pay the way. If you know the nature of that deer, that buck, he going to send his female first. That's how we supposed to watch this thing. But see, there's so many distractions. I'm telling you, Brussel, when them people let this water go, you got the Mississippi River, you got the Ohio River, then you got Lake Erie, you got all that water gonna merge together. Then you got over 125 acres of flooded acres of land up there in the Midwest where they done over flooded. sitting on top of a forecastle. And with the oil spill, what they did down there in the Gulf, that's where the fault zone begins at. So you got oil working from beneath and water softening the topsoil. So when they let them seven dams go, along with some other exotic technology, underground explosions, it goes. All that water and that earth gonna run right on down there into the Gulf.
I'm gonna just real quick, because we kind of getting close to time. I'm gonna post.
But do you see what I'm saying? Did you listen to that? That's what these people getting ready to do. They getting ready to split the United States in half. They talking about killing millions upon millions, because anything in the path of that water gonna die. They gonna, because the Bible talks about everything will be shaken. See, the devil supposed to shake this thing, and the Most High, when he do his thing, he gonna shake it.
Now, check this out, because remember I said earlier before Brother Joseph came on, folks, that if you want to be a part of this, really, we call it the New World Order Watch Society. We are a small society, just a group of people, and we say watch. We are watching, talking about the New World. Now, remember, if you go around looking at, listen to the CNN, ABC, CBS, you're going to be limited. And you something you're not going to understand, because remember, these people, these powerful people, it's what rule these news organizations. How are you going to understand what's going on with rich people that's calling shots, and these folks sitting up here reading from, I forget the name of the this thing they're looking at. They're robots. The powerful people, like Fox. Look how Fox is. If you don't believe me, just look at Fox. Them people are so racist, they ain't even funny. They make up stuff. They've been busted making up stuff and putting people, like with Sarah Palin was, back when she was had the spotlight on her. They had crowds cheering her on and found out that those crowds was from earlier times when they cheered on. You can't trust what you see. So how are you going to know what's going on? Hold on, Brother Joseph. How are you really going to know what's going on? You got Brother Joseph saying one thing. You got CNN saying another thing. You got Brother Seth saying something. How do you know what is really going on? This is what I've learned. Not that I know everything. I promise you I don't. But I can tell you this. The book of Revelation talks about certain things that was going to happen, like the veils. There are certain veils that's going to be. I guess we're just going to have to, Brother Joseph, one day break down and just go to the book of Revelation. That's what I really need to do, because, you know, I Am Epic just came in, good seeing her, but she had mentioned something about the water. But, you know, I don't know if people realize that the Bible does say that the water, that's one of the veils, is going to be polluted. There's a lot of things that's going to happen to our planet. That's right there in the book of Revelation. This is starting in the spirit. And once you know, okay, this is supposed to happen, and then you hear the news, you know, like, yeah, that's supposed to happen. They may even say on the news, there's rumors, and you'll say, no, it's not rumors, it's really going to happen. You'll be ahead. Like, this brother's only talking about Chinese taking over. Well, let's say if he off. Let's say if Brother Joseph missed it. Yeah, there ain't going to be no Chinese takeover. There is a takeover, though. It may be a silent takeover. The Chinese, we owe so much in debt to them. Maybe it's a takeover that you're not even aware of. I mean, that's maybe the reason the dollar's falling. I've heard how, you know, Gates and different ones say they want to put their money in different other monies. They want to put their investments in other monies because of the dollar, the weak dollar. I've heard them say they want to do it in the euro or the yen. I mean, I've seen businessmen do stuff that would as Revelation 17 and 16 says, make the whore desolate and naked. If you move all your jobs overseas, isn't that making the whore desolate and naked? If you're getting rid of all of the jobs in the United States, paying them now, people used to make $20, $30 an hour, those same people making $10, $11 an hour, isn't that making the whore desolate and naked? If you're sitting up and you're the number one and you're allowing drugs in the FDA, you're allowing all this bad food to kill us and cause us cancer, Isn't that making the whore desolate and naked? I mean, China, you know, I mean, they're very much involved in making this whore desolate and naked, bringing this nation down. I think it's unheard of. Lots of people talk about it. We're the first ones to talk about how Americans are doing things to bring themselves down. I mean, remember Rockefeller was funding the very enemies we was fighting against? Somebody said, well, that's just business. Oh, okay. But many things is going on, not just outside of the America businessman themselves is doing things to debase and to make this nation desolate and naked. Go ahead, Brother Joseph.
And see, far as the media, all that belongs to the CIA. And I'm gonna tell you about this beast, this computer system. You know where is that? That thing is over here. See, everybody think.
Okay, what computer system are you talking about? HARP. What computer system are you talking about?
This beast system, what they call HIRE, the IBM computer system. That's right there in Silver Springs, Colorado. That's where all that exotic weaponry system, the Star Wars system. Now see, Silver Springs could get a word from the White House.
Okay, hold on, brother Joseph. Somebody asked a question. I got to address this question. Cyrus, 1993 said, "Do you think that they will blow the New Madrid fault?" That kind of falls in line with the map, too. I don't know what map she's
talking about. That's what I was talking about. That's what the oil spill is all about. You got oil working from the bottom. That's where the Madrid starts from. It runs over 150 miles from the Gulf on up to the Midwest. You got oil working from the bottom and water on the top.
Now, hold on, I try to address as many people. I don't get a chance to always look at the chat room, but somebody said, Lord Q said, however, you brothers need to put a bit more concentrated effort in expressing your ideas. You're a bit scattered, which makes the show challenging to listen to. And I understand what he's saying. It's designed to be that, Lord Q. We are trying to cover lots of things. And what we do is I try to get Brother Joseph because, you know, he gets animated and excited, and I always enjoy his enthusiasm. I like it. He has it. But we want to bring the source, like we gave you the website, to the Chinese invasion. I've been posting. If you're looking at the chat room, and those some of you others might feel like Lord Q, we are putting a lot of links on the chat room, not to mention the link that was mentioned in the audio. So, and I know at least 7 links. So we're sending you places to get stuff. We're not going to focus on. That's why I don't want to focus too much on this Chinese takeover, because there's so much going on. You know, that's why we try to focus on the spiritual realm, because if we get this spiritual aspect, if we really understand the Book of Revelation and what the Most High said is going to happen to this whore, we don't even have to do a whole lot of research. We're going a shortcut route. If you already know America's going to fall, then you're going to be thinking, okay, how? No, when people come by talking about, oh, America's blessed, the Most High is getting ready to raise in jobs, you already know, don't believe them. And you're not being pessimistic. You're being real. You've just found out in the spiritual realm what is really going on, so you won't be tricked by CNN. So I'm sorry you feel like we're jumping around, but I don't think so. I think we are, but by choice. But go ahead, Brother Joseph. Keep listening, Lord Q.
I'm going to say this here. That brother, he better go ahead and get him, his family, some good warm clothing and some good boots. Because, see, all we doing here in the United States is buying time. This thing can happen in any day. You got the Canary volcanoes and all that stuff going on. And can you imagine a big piece of hunk of a rock sinking down in the ground? That's like you you stepping in a bathtub, you put your feet in there, ain't you going to draw a big wave?
True.
That's what this thing going to be like. People buying time, man. They buying time. It ain't no time. This thing can happen in any day. That New Madrid can happen in any day. We don't know these people's timeline. But the Olivet prophecies. Go back to what Jesus said about this thing. Go to the Olivet prophecies. He don't know bad said no better than him. Because if he don't cut the days in half and shorten the days and come on early, it may not be no flesh saved alive. These people want to destroy the human DNA. And you know what they're doing in the underground scientific basis, messing our DNA up. They even put DNA strains on computer chips, building these super soldiers. We ain't, hey, you better hop around, jump here, jump there, because I don't think we prepared for what these people getting ready to throw at us.
Well, let me say this, my brother. We got literally about a minute left. Anybody that want us, we're going to finish and go a little bit longer. If you want to hear the rest of the show and you listen on your computer, you're going to have to. You got like a minute before it's going to cut off on you. So if you listen on your computer and you want to hear the rest of this, because we got a few more things I want to say, get out, Brother Joseph. I know he always does. He can talk for an hour. So you got literally 60 seconds right there to call that number, the two, I think the, excuse me, that number is 760-283-0838. We're not going to go that much longer. Keep in mind the archives will be available once the show is done. But, folks, if you want to listen, we already got quite a few people on the phone lines right now. Remember, if you have a question, press 1. But I do have someone. No, I thought I had a question here. But anyway, please call the line. Otherwise, you're going to be disconnected in about 45 seconds. Thank you all for stopping by, those of you who just got to go. But we're about to get ahead into a few more things, and then we're going to wrap the show up. Okay? Go ahead, Brother Joseph.
Hey, Brother, and I'm also say this here. For us men out there that got daughters, you better find somewhere to hide them, because when these soldiers hit these streets, they want them women. They want them. And they
well, you know what? I think that's true. I think that's true, but I think a whole lot is going to happen before we get to that point. It ain't going to go from what it is like right now to in the next year. I just think this is going to be a gradual thing. I do think it's going to get to that point. But let me just say this, Brother Joseph, because, again, I can't stress this enough. People listening, and a lot of people want to know truth. Man, they really, really, really want to know what's going on, and they really, really, really want to be a part of the solution. And they are serious. I don't want to paint this picture as though it's gloomy and that you got to go live up in the mountains somewhere. You just got to go. Because a lot of people is going there. I mean, there's so many of my white brothers and sisters, mostly them, I mean, they are, I admire them in one breath, and then in another breath, I say, you know, like my wife say to me all the time, my wife keeps me grounded, she always say, but how do you live? I mean, people want to live. They don't want to just right now stop living and just start buying a whole bunch of crackers and waters and flashlights and guns and, I mean, how do you live? How do you live? It's enough stress. Some people feel like this. Look, I'll just face it when it comes. When it comes, I'll just face it. Right now, I got to live. Because they already, look, there's enough on them already. Losing jobs, some dead-end jobs, some dead-end relationships with their spouses, kids acting up. You know, a lot of missed opportunities and a lot of, just bear with me, Brother Joseph, a lot of pain. You don't want to drop on these people a lot of this, but we have got to warn people that the world we know and the world that really exists is two different things. We got to let them know that this stuff ain't just make-believe. It had already happened in history. That's what I don't get. Why can people have a hard time understanding? Like when we say, for instance, that the United States of America, a government within a government, a small portion of our government, literally was involved with bringing down those towers in New York. To give the United States an alibi to go to war with Iraq because we need those natural resources. There's no way the United States would ever, no way they would have ever allowed George Bush and Cheney and everybody involved to go and do what they did if they just said, we got to go to Iraq and start a war. Americans would have been like, no, no way. They even cried out even when they did. But they really would have cried out if they didn't say, well, they have weapons of mass destruction. And they killed, they brought down our towers. They had to have some catastrophic event to happen on the soil of the United States in order for them to be able to go over there and do all of the stuff he made, kill all of them, thousands, some people say over a million people died.
Hey, brother, let me say this while it's on my mind. Let me say this while it's on my mind, because I'd be forgetting a lot of stuff, right? They was running drills then. And then, you know what they did with all the steel? They took the steel and sold it. And then all the money that the Red Cross was getting, they even took that. The Red Cross is a big scam. That what they used to overthrow Russia in the Bolshevik Revolution. That's how slimy these people are. But you know what, brothers, for those who don't love the truth, don't want the truth, don't want to stand for the truth, they can go straight to hell, because when Jesus was here, that's why they hate him. What he always said, verily, verily. But we can translate that verily into you knucklehead. I ain't going to keep on telling you. Go back to what Jesus was saying. He didn't hold back. That's why they didn't like him. He messed up a lot of people's parades. Anybody that don't like the truth, don't want to know what's going to be, that's on them. Go somewhere else. Go to sleep. Take some sleeping pills, man. Don't try to be a devil in this little community here. This ain't about no fear mongering this and that, because, you know, when I was in penitentiary, I wasn't scared, brother. I won't. I tried to handle myself the best that I could. Why should I fear another man? You can't let fear run amok with you. Go back to the Olivet Prophecies and see what Jesus said about all of this. And if that don't help you, then the hell with you. Stay from around me.
And I'm gonna say it a little different. If it don't help you, I'm not going to say the hell with you. I'm going to say you may not be ready. Because you know what, bro, just let's hear me out, because I'll give you the mic. But hold on.
You think Jesus told Peter?
Hold on.
Call Peter devil and get on. When he told them, he sent one of them disciples, go and untie that ass. See, they weren't getting the lesson that Jesus was giving them. But when Jesus told one of them to go and get that ass, everything started coming to him. Hey, Jesus, what you want that ass for? This what I've been getting you ready for, you knucklehead. I'm getting ready to ride through the city where they killed all the prophets. See, that's how we can on. We buying time. You know, we want all of the materials, the money, the cars, the houses, but we don't want what will sustain our soul for that next abode. I'm not putting up with it. If I got to walk alone, God damn it, I'm going to walk alone. Because this is for a man. This is for a man, not no little monk, no little mouse.
Go home. I'm not playing with you. That's how I feel about it, bro, Seth.
Well, you know what? I feel your heart on that. And I'm going to say this. I'm a little different. I've just learned you can get more fish with. I feel like you feel as far as my spirit, but I know sometimes people ain't ready. It's a lot to just believe something so foreign every show. As soon as we get through, they're going to turn on TV, and they're going to hear somebody saying something like, you know, America's doing great, you know. They're going to hear something that's going to make us look like fools. I mean, who are they to believe? They don't know us. Listen to me, please. They don't know us. So all I'm saying, just be a little easy.
What's up?
Be a little easy. Be a little, listen to the brother Joseph.
Oh, I'm listening.
You've been studying this for a while. You sit in that prison cell, and you are, hold on a second. You sit in that prison cell, and you talk to lots of people. You took your time and you meditated, and the Most High dealt with you, and you had your granddaddy put these things in you. He put something in you to not like or to not trust his government. That's not something everybody gets. So you started off not trusting the government. So you had a more open spirit. Do you know that there's some people that salute that flag and they would die by that? There's some people that's serious Americans. They love this country. I love the people in this country, but I don't love what this country do across the world. I don't. I despise it. But I love the people in the country, all of them, everybody. Give me one thing. Let me get one thing out of here. Let me just say this one more thing.
It's real short. I guess so I don't love the people.
I'm not saying what you do. I'm talking about me right now. What I'm saying is I really what you're saying is I am epic when you say so true, brother. Seth, tell me what you mean by that. I just like to know what you're saying. I appreciate it though. But I'm saying to you, my brother, there are a lot of people out there. They know something is wrong and they want to help. Look at Operation Occupy Wall Street. You think some people out there living in them tents want to do that? There are some of them that's opportunists trying to just cause trouble. Yes, true, true, true. But some of them people, it's serious. You walk up to them and you can tell them what we're talking about tonight, and some of them will think you're crazy. But yet, they know that the government ain't right. They don't trust the government. They out there almost risking their life doing stuff. What I'm saying to you is they're coming. But you can't say, if you don't want to join, you're just crazy. Or to hell with you. You can't do that. Because you'll be saying that to some comrades that's not comrades yet. That's all I'm saying. You got to be very, very careful. But you know what? I ain't mad at you. Because at some point, to those people that hear the truth, see the truth, but just don't want to change, I feel like you. To hell with you. But what about those that see the truth? They don't want to join it yet, but they see it, but they're not sure. And then watch this. Allow people to be human. Some people are going to see the truth. They're not going to budge because they're shocked. Allow them to be shocked for a season. When I first heard about the world, somebody showed me the $20 bill. When they showed me that $20 bill and showed me the World Trade Center on fire on this $20 bill, and they flipped it over, and I can see the Pentagon. That took a minute to set in. One lady I showed, she started crying because she knew there's no way you can fold this bill four different ways and see all of it on a $20 bill. Because I showed her a United. First, I said, what's the name of the airlines that hit? She said, United America. I showed a United on the bill. I showed American on the bill. I showed Osama name on the bill. I folded that bill about four times, and I show her. I said, don't that look like a picture of the Pentagon on fire? She said, yes. I flipped over. Does it look like the World Trade Center? I said, don't you think it's ironic you fold this bill four times and you see these images as clear as they look? You think they're just a coincidence? She started crying. Everybody take it different ways. Some people see it, and they be in denial. Oh, it ain't true. Y'all crazy. Blah, blah, blah. They talk about it. They try to make it look bad because they're hurt. You got to be careful, Brother Joseph. Everybody is coming into this. They ain't been into it as long as you are. And they're going to fight with you. Some of them going to support you. Some of them might even be your bodyguards if you need them later on. Some of them going to financially help you and support you from distance. So you just got to be very careful, my brother. That's all I'm saying.
What Jesus said, the meek shall dumbfound the wise. And what the other thing he said, you can't play both ends on the middle on this. You got to play a side. Choose your side.
Let me read something to you that was just posted in the chat room. This is by I Am Epic. You know, I talk about her a lot because I Am Epic obviously is a white sister of mine, and I don't cater to her. If I agree with her, we don't always agree, but most of the time we do. But I don't cater to her. But listen to this. It's what she said. She said, OMG, so true, my brother, when I was talking about, you know, how to present stuff. She said, I had no idea. I think she went on to say, so true that some of us grew up thinking true blue love the USA, proud Americans, so ignorant to the truth of what was going on. My dad put up a flag and took it down every day, proud. He still won't wear any of this. He still won't hear any of this. He still won't hear any of this. And he's almost 80. So I hope he doesn't have to see a different America than what's in his head. Because what's in his head is the thing to be proud of, not reality. Then she put flight 11. All I'm saying is, like, I want to say this, and I want to wrap this show up, but listen to this. My uncle, I'm going to have him on one day, but he's a handful. He don't believe nothing about the Bible. He believes in there's a Most High, but he do not believe in the God of the Bible. And I told him one day, I said, you know what? We got an aunt that's been preaching all her life. I don't know when she'll pass. She might live longer than I live. But let's just say my old aunt was about to pass in the next week. And he went and dropped, let's just say he was right, that the God of the Bible didn't exist. That's what he believed. I don't believe it. It's my uncle talking. He don't believe in none of that. Okay, so I said, now, uncle, if you go over and tell my aunt who's about to pass, let's say if she was going to pass and we knew it for some reason, again, she might live past all of us. I'm just making an example here. I say, supposing you tell her that the God she worships is not real, why would she do that to her? Now, she, don't you think that's going to speed up her death if she found out? I mean, now, some of them say, well, it's the truth, though. She needs to know the truth. She needs the truth. I'm kind of like Epic right here. You know, I don't know if I want my 80-year-old father to hear this stuff before we die. Let him just go. He'll live his whole life. What is it going to hurt? Some people might want to know the truth. Now, if my 80-year-old dad say, look, I want to know the truth. I don't care what it is. Fine, but Epic is talking like I am. Epic is talking about her father. You know, it would be just too hard. I don't want to break people's heart, you know, if they about to die. But I'm talking to young people, Brother Joseph. This show is for young people. They got years ahead of them. They can make a change. And it's for old people that they want to know the truth. Everybody don't want to know the truth. Everybody can't handle the truth. Some young people can't handle the truth. Listen, one more thing. Some young people can't handle the truth. You know what? If we don't present this the right way, Brother Joseph, there are some people that will say, I might as well end my life. If America is the whore of Revelation 17 and it's going to fall, especially if Christ is a black man and the real Israelites is the real Israelites and Jews is black, try giving somebody all of this truth at one time. You really think they're going to jump up and down and be excited? I got truth. There's black folks that don't want to hear that. There are black folks that get upset. I've seen it with my own eyes. They see the light. They see that the people of the book Hold on, Brother Joseph. I know you bubbling, but let me just give me 30 seconds. There are black people, all their life been black, and you share with them about the truth about who the Israelites were, and they have so much self-hate. They just hate it. They leave the church. They leave the church. Like Farrakhan said one time, I don't even want to go to heaven if it's ran by a nigga. Ain't just white people that feel like that. It's a lot of black because they're full of white supremacy. So I'm just saying, and that's what he said, you know, how he got a way to say stuff. But all I'm saying is, not that I agree with everything Farrakhan said, but I love the brother. And I think most of what he says I agree with. But all I'm saying to you, Brother Joseph, is we just got to be wise because we need all the help we can. Go ahead, my brother.
Brother, what Jesus said, he said he going to pour new wine in a new vessel. He's not going to take that new wine and pour it in an old vessel because the pressure from that new wine going to bust that old vessel. This is a lesson in that. And it was something else I wanted to say. But I'm telling you, all the other books, close them. Go back to
okay, hold on, brother. Just somebody want to holler at you. Okay,
yeah.
Somebody want to comment. They want to jump in. 708-903, sorry, I didn't see your hand. But I finally see it. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Shalom, Ox. Blessings to the Ox.
Shalom, Ox, my brother. Shalom,
this, Brother Gabriel. Hey, Brother Seth, man, the Bible say in John 8:32, you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So if you don't give them the truth, so how can they be free? If you want to be bonded to a lie, you can never be free. So the Most High gives you truth, and he is the way. So if you don't give him the truth, he can never fully get the Most High. So you may actually save his soul because you get understanding. He, you know, so if you rather, that's the human, and the words say lean on your own understanding or your own wisdom. So Father the Father, all times speak the truth. All times, the prophets died for the truth. So if you want to be like a prophet or represent out of the prophet's understanding, you must speak the truth no matter what. In and out of season. So no matter what the season is, you must speak the truth. That's my understanding. So
let me ask you a question. I think you're talking about the 80-year-old I.M. Epic, her comment. Now, we weren't talking about his salvation. We weren't talking about whether or not he believed in the Most High and all that. I wouldn't hold back. That will save his soul, especially if he's going to be passing anytime soon. Or my aunt, I just said, what if she, not that she's going to where she's healthy and doing fine, but I'm just saying, people that's near death, I don't know if it's a good idea to go reveal to them who the whore is, Babylon, everything you've done. You know, I was just saying to my uncle, he was saying he don't believe in the God of the Bible. He believes something totally different. He believes in the Most High, but he don't believe in the God of the Bible. I said to him, because he's always in Christian's face. He really had this thing about Christian. And I'm like, you know, Uncle, he just, y'all believe in a lie. You know, what no Hebrews? None of this. He ain't trying to hear none of them 66 books. I said to him, let me ask you a question. Let's just say my aunt, again, was going to pass in about a week. Do you think you really need to go over there and tell her all of her life, everything she preached, everything she lived for, is a lie? I don't think I would tell her that, even if it was true, which I vehemently disagree with him. I do believe in the God of the Old Testament. I was just trying to get him to think. You need to think about some of the stuff you're saying, Uncle. I mean, even if you are telling the truth, you could tell it to a young person because maybe they can go and study and research, but I wouldn't go tell somebody that's got a week to live that everything you study about the Bible is not true. I just wouldn't. Now, if it's going to mean them whether or not they're going to spend eternity in hell or heaven, which is a whole other conversation, then yes, I would. But I'm not going to be breaking my neck to tell, like I am Epic's father, that America is the whore and this is a cursed place. Let the man die. He believes in the Most High. He's going to go to heaven. I mean, he's going to be with the Most High when he dies. Heaven is a whole other conversation. I'm saying, he don't need to know about this. I mean, for real, especially if he's not wanting to hear it, why get in the argument? His soul is saved. That's all that matters. He can die believing America is the great because they're doing it every day. That's not the most important truth. I agree with you, Brother Gabriel. If it's a salvation issue, yes, yes, yes.
Well, that was my main point. This country and where it's going, you know, somebody, like you said, people grew up and their whole life, they live here, they appreciate it, they understand, they think it's the greatest thing ever. But as the scripture said in Isaiah, it's the daughter of Babylon, the daughter of Babylon. What's going to happen to her? In Isaiah 13 and Isaiah 55 and 47, I think. If you want to get the scriptures on what's going to happen to the daughter of Babylon, all right. I don't want to, since you want to be doom and gloom, that's why, that's another thing. I feel like they ain't doom and gloom, because the prophets said they wanted to be in the time of the when it's going to happen. Why? They know everything they prophesied was going to come through. And if you with the Most High, you have true faith, and you have your works perfect, what is you scared of the end times anyway? That means you're going to get to see the Messiah.
Hold on. Did you hear what you just said? You said you're a prophet and you know these things going to happen. But that's to a prophet that knows. Brother Joseph has been studying this for many years. He's braced himself. He's a soldier. He's out there. He's saying, I don't even care if I die. He goes against me. He don't hold no punches. This brother, there's a reason he like that. It's a reason. How long you been studying? But you don't go to somebody out there, Occupy Wall Street, and they already out there protesting. They're on the right road. They just young. They ain't where we at yet. You got to give that stuff to them in chunks. First, make sure that their spiritual life is right. Because if they not right with the Most High, none of this matters. So I'm just saying, yes, tell the truth, preach the truth, but you can't give meat to a baby. You got to give them milk. Get them strong. Get them bones.
Who are you going to
get up? Hey, Brother Self, see, this how deep this thing is. Jesus went from the new, from his revelations, and the new revelation carried us all the way back to Daniel's, back to the beginning. He said, if you can't get this, then I'm going on back to the beginning. Going on back to Daniel's. If this ain't good enough for you, go on back to danger. If that ain't good enough for you, then go to hell.
Hallelujah.
And like I said, brother, like Jesus said, he going to put new wine in a new vessel. He not going to put that new wine in an old vessel. This not for old people. And you can't get the truth from nobody else. This thing got to be internal. It got to be a revolution from within.
Well, I'm never, ever going to back off telling the truth, you know, when it's time, when it's season. But I'm telling you, I have ran away so many people in my life by, I'm going to tell the truth. You know, I see some people sometimes, it's like they got a whole lot of information. They got a whole lot of information. Elijah Muhammad is a perfect example. Anybody ever read The Message to the Black Man? How did that man know way back then about all the things that he wrote in that book, Message to the Black Man? But because he preached the message that the white man is the devil, he lost thousands of people. Now some of them people that he lost is saying, you know what, he was making sense. But sometimes the enemy, I think, get us to say something crazy to run off our very supporters. I'm not kissing up to nobody. You, Brother Gabriel, Sister Epic, I am Epic. Don't mean her because she white. I'm not trying to kiss up to her, nobody. I'm saying this to all of y'all. We got to be careful. We are in a war, just like Brother Joseph was saying, Brother Gabriel. And you say, we're in a war, a serious war. It's real, folks. And you got to be careful. Not to kiss up, don't kiss up to not one person, but don't give a baby a piece of steak and say, you can handle it? Well, God ain't cooking, Most High ain't calling everybody. Y'all must not be calling you. Most High must not be calling you. Get out of here. You don't do that. The Messiah didn't do it. You just don't do it. It ain't good. You be by yourself all the time, by yourself. You choke people all the time. You even choke me. One of these days, I won't agree with you and say, well, you know what, Brother Seth, he ain't on board. Let's move on. People like that, they're always small. They always got about two or three, four people, and that's it. They never grow. I got a friend of mine, he probably listening right now in Cincinnati. I don't care if he is. But they're about four families. And they've been preaching this stuff about, I know, a good 10 years. Well, maybe not that long. They've been preaching a long time, and they still 10 families. I told them, I said, listen. And they got a lot of truth, Brother Gabriel. I'm telling you, these folks, they got it, man. They had a debate on their show not too long ago and just whipped to pieces one of these fake rabbis. But they do stuff like that. Well, Most High call everybody. Now, halfway, you know, they'll greet you in Hebrew. You don't know what they're saying. I know what they're saying, but a lot of people know what they're saying. They call the Most High name nobody understands. And they say stuff that trip people. I say, listen, why don't you say the Father until people know what his name is? Why don't you say the Messiah until you do a study on who the name is? When you got people listening to you and they like you, break stuff down so when you say shalom, people know, what is he saying? I'm saying peace to you. Oh, okay. You know, when I say Yah, I'm really saying Jah. I think Psalm 68 and 2. I'm saying Jah. The Bible says call his name Jah. I'm saying Yah because there was no J in the Hebrew language. But sometimes we want to sound so deep and we just throw people all out of our lives. I'm tired of it. I need everybody that the Most High send me. If he don't send you to me, I don't need you. But if he send you my way, whether you white or black, I'm going to keep preaching on leprosy. I'm going to keep preaching on all these five smooth stones. I ain't going to change nothing. But I'm gonna love people, man. I'm going to love them as much as I can. You ain't got to worry about running them off, because if you just tell the truth, the ones that aren't supposed to be there, I don't care. Some people, Brother Godfrey and Brother Joseph and everybody listening, no matter how you break it down, they're going to run away. No matter how you break it down, even if you do give some people milk, they're going to go. If they go and you're giving them milk, if you're giving them milk and they still go, then, yeah, they ain't supposed to be with you.
But see, brother, I'm like this here. I got my sunshades on, and I know who else got their sunshades on. If you ain't got your sunshades on, this ain't for you. You got to have your sunshades on to see this thing here. You might have one speck and one bow, then it's like you trying to get there, you trying to be there. But if you ain't got your shades on, man, I'm not getting these jewels to you. I'm not gonna waste my time with you. Why should I waste my time with a knucklehead when it's somebody out there who trying to put them sunshades on? And then again, brother, why you think it gonna be a rebellion in the kingdom of heaven, that new Jerusalem? It's going to be souls in there. They're going to make it, and they ain't going to like what's going on. They're going to try to overthrow that. And it's going to be souls in there. Ain't got no business in there from the jump. And we're going to snatch them by their nasty, stinking forehead. We're going to snatch their soul from their fire. Get up out here.
Well, this is what I'm saying, you know, like I am Epic made the comment, and I'm going to have to disagree with her on this. She said, myself, and she laughed out loud, and she said, white people really don't want to hear this information. I disagree with her, because it's actually white people that actually taught me a lot of the stuff. I can call their names out. You know, it's all kinds of people. Noam Chomsky is giving America a fit. I don't know how that man ain't dead. I ain't never seen somebody come against America so like, and nobody would debate him. Michael Moore is just made of, anybody write a book called Stupid White Man, they out of the box. This man on top to expose white people so many times. Andrew Hacker, Two Nations Undivided, that book just ripped the clothes off America. I can go on. Michael Bradley, Chosen from the Caucasus, a white man here. This man go and say white people are the cause of evil, and he start breaking out. I mean, there's so many white people out there that want truth. They want it, man. And then there's a lot of white people out there, they just as racist as they were back in the 10s. They'll call you nigga to your face. They'll put a bullet in your head. It's just people, man.
So we got to be, all that's all I'm saying. There's black folk out there, they look as black, they got their hair in dreads, and they cannot stand none of us. They don't want to hear none of this, and they will conspire with those white people that's racist and have you put 6 feet under. I know I got that right. So I'm just saying, we're at war. We wrestle not against no images, no people. The war is not with people. The war is with spirits, and these spirits can occupy anybody's, and they'll come out at us. I ain't trying to lose my life trusting a whole lot of black folk like Malcolm X. And they sitting up on the front row with a sawed-off shotgun, they just blow half of my side off. You know, I ain't trying to go out like that. I'm not trusting nobody. I trust the Most High. And I listen to people, and I judge them based upon what they say and how they come at me. I try to love everybody. If I think they don't understand the deeper things, I don't give them deeper things. I give them smaller things. And I try to wean them on and get them stronger and stronger and stronger. I've done it. I've literally helped this one white guy work. I never talked to him about you should need to be saved or nothing like this. I just showed him my light. He gave me a hard time. He used to hate me, but I just kept preaching the truth. Kept talking about what America was. And next thing I know, this boy started reading the Bible. Next thing I know, he got more serious. And then finally, I dropped the bomb on him. I said, read Leviticus 13. He came back and told me that was the introduction of white skin in the Bible. Don't tell me I know what I'm talking about. I'm not saying y'all disagree with it. I'm just saying, man, we got to be wise. We need to make disciples out of men. We need to bring people to the Most High. Because I'm telling you, when this thing is done, when it's over with, it is going to be an army full of white, black, Hispanics, and a whole bunch of Joseph Johnsons that don't look like Joseph Johnson. I mean, don't forget, Brother Joseph, Maness, that's a white man. Backman, that's a white man. Most of these folks you quote is white men. So I'm just saying, we just got to be careful, man. I ain't putting no sugar in this. I ain't putting no cream in this. I'm as hard as Malcolm, Garvey, any of them, Farrakhan. I might be even harder. But I'm saying I love the fool out of all people. But I am vehemently 100% against the wicked wherever they come. Satan is not going to fool me by somebody wearing a fro and a dashiki. Some of these Africans is the ones that enslaved us. They're the ones that gave the Arabs access to us. How have we gotten in this situation in the first place? Our own people, Israel, is the one that turned from the Most High and had us put in a situation. Our own people in that garden is the one that bit from the fruit and forsook the Most High in the first place and allowed that first planet to be destroyed, the first earth to be destroyed by flood. Those were black folk. Anyway, guys, we got to wrap this show up. I'm going to let y'all get the last words, and then we'll go out with a song. Brother Gabriel,
okay,
wants to go ahead and go first. Let Brother Gabriel go first, please.
Well, I don't know what to say, man. I'm going to put it this way. The Most High, all praise to the Most High in the name of Ahaya Baal Yeshaya, Bracha Shalom to all the brothers and the women and sisters of Aqua and the chat room on the song. Shalom.
True. Peace. Yeah.
All right.
And what I want to add on and close off with, don't forget that it was a woman who paved the way. Because when the people was looking for Jesus, who popped up? His mama. And who raised his mama? Zachariah. When before John the Baptist went in the wilderness to eat honey and wild locusts, who ate it first? His mama. It was his mama went there first. So it always go back to the woman. The woman paved the way. And I want to close off with that.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
Much power been so much power been taken away from women, and they're going to get it back. They're going to get their rightful place back because they've been abused and abused. So much. And you know another thing, brother? They didn't have to put the chains and shackles on the woman because she followed her king.
Let me do this. I haven't done this in a while. I want to do something I don't normally ever do. I'm going to open up a line. 914, area code 914-210. When I open up this line, if you don't want to comment, just say no comment. But every once in a while, I like to open up a line to somebody that's not even asked a comment and just get their version of the show. I noticed you stayed 36 minutes past the show. I'm dying to hear what you think of the show. Again, area code 914-210. Do you want to comment on how you feel about the show, yay or nay? Hello, are you there, 914-210? Well, either they shy and something, and they have the right to do that. Some people just stop by and listen, and they just shy, you know. But anyway, listen, my brothers, I really appreciate the both of y'all. I need the both of y'all. Hopefully y'all need me. Let's keep doing this every Thursday. This Saturday, everybody, we're going to be swinging hard at why black men don't go to church, why the church is full of women, doctrines that separate, divide, inhibit us, block our potential. We're going to expose a lot of lies in these churches. That's not to put a black shadow over all the churches. Many churches are part of the solution. I'm thankful they have baked me. I will never, ever turn against the real church with real truth. Ever, ever will I turn against it. But there is an element, there is some things going on in the church that is crippling our people, and I think it's the biggest enemy on the planet. I think the church is both, has the biggest solution, and they are at the same time the biggest problem to our people and really the planet. So, Brother Gabriel, you always come. You always got strong knowledge, and I appreciate you. I receive the correction. You know, I don't necessarily agree with it, but I hear it. Most High, like, will reveal to me what I need to hear. I always keep in mind what people say. Brother Joseph, you always an asset, man. You know, appreciate the Most High bringing you across my path. Sister, I am epic. Area code 914-210. They didn't want to comment. Other people in the phone lines, and those of you still in the chat room, anyway, everybody, thank y'all for stopping by. Check out this song as we go out, okay? This is Brother, it'll be interesting, this song, okay? Again, thank y'all for listening. Don't go away yet. I want y'all to hear this song.
So fired up, let's do this!
Okay, game on.
Watch and learn.
Oops, that is not what I was going to play. Bear with me, y'all. I'm a little tired here. Bear with me. That is not what I want to play. That's going to be on the next show. Kind of got into something I shouldn't have got into. But anyway, check this out, folks. And remember, go to the website. Please get involved with us. We've got a lot going on, folks. Please get involved with us. This is actually by a white Jew. I'm going to go ahead and spill the bean. This is by a white gentleman. But he got his style from black folks. And the message he is saying, I'm actually taking back this song. He's saying, Jerusalem, if I ever forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. He actually says and confesses he got this message from the style, by the way he's entertaining, or what he's singing. He actually got this style from black people. He actually admits to that. So I figure we might as well take back what's ours, and just mainly the chorus of this song is what I want you to think about. Jerusalem, if I forget you, may my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. The Bible says it like this. Jerusalem, if I forget you. I'm talking about the real Hebrews out there. This is to you. Anybody else will enjoy the song as well. But he's saying, if I forget my heritage, may I forget how to entertain. Israel was in captivity, and their enemies were saying, entertain us. Entertain us. And they said, how shall we sing the songs of Zion, living in a strange land? And then they went on to say, Jerusalem, if I forget you, may I forget how to play. So I don't want to entertain these folks. That's all I'm playing this song for is that main chorus. The rest of the words they can keep. But it's got a funky beat. He said he got this all from African Americans. So it's our music.
Jerusalem, if I forget you, forget I don't come from it. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. In the ancient days, we will return with no delay, picking up the bounty and the spoils on our way. We've been traveling from state to state, and I don't understand what they say. 3,000 years with no place to be, and them want me to give up my milk and honey. Don't you see, it's not about the land or the sea, not the country, but the dwelling of his majesty. Jerusalem, if I forget you, for you're not gonna come from it. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what he's supposed to do. Jerusalem, if I forget you, for you're not gonna come from it. Jerusalem, if I forget you, and the crown of glory. Years gone by, about 60, burned in the Japanese in century. And I guess try to choke, but they couldn't choke me. But that night now, I will not fall asleep. And I'm come overseas, just there trying to be free. Erase the demons out of our memory. Change your name and your identity. Afraid of the truth and the dark history. Why is everybody always chasing me? Cut off the roots of your family tree. Don't you know? That's the way to be. Jerusalem, if I forget you, for you're not gonna come from it. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Jerusalem, if I forget you, for you're not gonna come from it. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Caught up in these ways and our world's gone crazy. I don't know it's just a phase. Case of the Simon says, if I forget the truth, then my words won't penetrate. Babylon burning in the place, can't see through the case. Chucked up all of them dirty ways. That's the price that you pay for selling lies to the